Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Chick Hernandez will join us coming up at 8:45, sports anchor for WSA 9. He was with Terry yesterday as Terry was fielding questions from reporters. Joe Theismann will jump on at 9 o'clock. EB, you were just in Dallas, right?
Yep.
I just saw this story, and you talked a little bit, I think, about the Dallas airport, that they say it has the longest walk. If you go from the terminal...
Yeah.
To the furthest gate, it's 1.5 miles.
I was at the different airport. I wasn't in the big one.
It's good. It's a good thing for most Americans. I was out in Vegas last week.
Yeah, but you're tired.
Fatties everywhere.
Just slow walkers, lazies, fatties, just everywhere. Everywhere.
Oh, they'll say, you're
right. That's good. That's
what they'll say is that if you're lugging a lot of luggage, it can be stressful.
For that, it's not great.
It can be heavy.
Understood.
You know,
I think it's. I feel like Dulles is the longest walk of the three around here. Maybe I'm thinking of BWI, where like
what's the biggest?
I can't remember which one. Where when I park, or when I get off the shuttle, because I always end up parking in the garage, having to take the shuttle. I'm underground forever.
Sure,
walking.
That's Dulles. If you pick that particular,
yeah,
garage.
I think it is Dulles.
I always pick the right garage, but that is the dumbest move ever because I'm a United guy, and United's on the left, the far left.
But they don't have any garages on the left.
Well, they have under. They have the one under. They have two. They have one under straight ahead.
I feel
ahead.
Like at Dulles, everything is to the right, and you have that long walkway.
You're not aware of the one under. There's one under. They have two.
I know the one that's in the middle.
Well, that's what I mean.
Okay.
Dulles is a big walk. I don't know how it compares to some of the other airports around the country.
But what is the point about the thing?
I just saw it. It said that Dallas is the longest. It's at 1.5 miles, but that's Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah, I was at the Dallas Love, whatever that is, the Dallas Love Terminal. It's a different airport.
It's the nubby one.
I suppose, but it's still, it's got quite a few different terminals.
I think Dallas is like you got to know your way around before you get to the airport. They have multiple security checkpoints throughout the terminal closest to your gate. So if you know your gate, you can get to through it really quickly. But if you just go through the main one, you might have a long walk.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Dulles apparently comes in at 0.97 miles.
That's a pretty hefty walk, too.
Yeah. But that's if you go to the furthest gate.
Right.
I have,
and you have to take, Dulles, you take those goofy little buses.
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah,
you call them.
Movers, whatever. The shuttles. Yeah. They have shuttles. Those. So they have that or a train at virtually all of them.
Yeah.
You know, unless you get hit the jackpot and you have, you're right there in the main terminal.
Those are annoying, too, those shuttles that take you over to the concourse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to stand with 100 people.
You got to stand with 100 people, and everyone has their arms up, yeah. And they all smell.
Strap riders.
And then the guy who drives it has to bust through because he comes from the
it's packed.
From the entrance all the way to the driver's cab.
It just takes
Speaking
forever.
Speaking of people smelling,
forever. Yes.
I sat next to the smelliest poker player.
Oh, good. I have a story, too.
Not in the main event, but in the daily deep stack on my day off because I couldn't get enough poker. I had to play more poker. We were crammed in 10 seated, so you're jammed in there. And he was very smelly, the guy to my right. And he's the worst poker player I've ever seen in
playing
live poker.
So hopefully he didn't last long.
He outlasted me because I got crippled. I got crippled and I got knocked out.
So when I flew back from Dallas.
But I smelled better than him. I can vouch for that.
Flew back from Dallas? No. When I flew to Syracuse, so last weekend, there was this enormous guy. On the plane. Like, okay, sorry, morbidly obese. Okay. One of these guys where sweating everywhere. I mean, just he was a massive human being.
Did he have to buy a second
plane?
How does that guy get on?
We had a small plane and he was doing shtick with everybody. I think probably because he was embarrassed that he was just this enormous guy. So he was talking to all the airline stewards and everything and sweating profusely. And it was a plane where it's one row of seats on the left side, two rows on the right side, right? Don't even have any overhead on the left side, little bit of overhead on the right
seats
side.
Three seats.
You're flying on a beater.
One on the left side, two on the right. Yeah,
three
per
total
row.
Seats per row.
Correct. He comes down sweating, and I'm luckily I was in the one, so I knew he wasn't sitting next to me.
Right.
But he was sitting in the, he sat down in the one, and the way he did it is he just
crammed in.
He just sat his ass down and the two armrests just went out like this. And that was one thing. And I felt sorry because there was another dude. It wasn't even like it was a petite girl. It was another dude, average sized dude next to him. And I felt, and then the stench hit me.
Oh, did it?
Mm. And then we had just done this story about BBLs and about how BBLs are smelly. And then your theory was not that it was the BBL, it was just that you can't clean yourself.
Right.
And all I could think about, this guy can't clean himself.
Right. The butt and the waist are
this
so big.
This guy can't clean himself. Because he smelled like duty.
Mm.
And he was the one row ahead of me this way.
Like, did you notice other passengers kind of looking at each other?
We hadn't taken off yet, and I'm just texting my family. I'm like, I can't believe the world's smelliest guy just sat down in front of me. How am I going to? I don't think I'm going to survive. I might barf. I thought I was going to literally barf.
Grab the barf bag.
Yeah, it's a good thing they have the bags
they
right
do
in front
have
of
those.
You.
Yeah.
It shocks me that people
how
like,
can that
people
guy
have
get
a, BO like that.
How can that guy get his seatbelt around his big fat belly?
I watched him do it. I watched him do it.
Did he use a boomerang?
He just plopped down and the armrest just went like this, splayed out.
Right.
It was unbelievable.
Was there someone sitting right next to him?
A dude.
Oof.
It wasn't like I say, it wasn't a petite little girl or something.
Right.
It was another dude. And I thought, first of all, how do you do that? And B, the smell.
I'm reading a story that American Airlines.
I wanted him ejected.
United and Delta.
Surprised he didn't take the plane down.
Have a clause in their flight contracts specifically for smelly situations. Oh. If anyone's hygiene or odor creates an unreasonable risk of offense or annoyance to other passengers.
I was offended.
That's according to Delta. They may get kicked off the plane.
And for the record, he seemed like a good-hearted person. He was trying to be. He was trying to be friendly.
He knew people were going to look at him.
He was way too big for this dumb plane.
He knew his life jacket looked like a neck pillow.
Yeah, I mean.
Does he, you think he knows
that's
he's
funny.
A smelly?
Sad, but funny.
I don't know if he knew he's a big smelly person, though. Because he probably just can't get crevices.
So basically, poker rooms and airplanes, real breeding grounds for smellies.
Yeah.
Because there's just, especially on an airplane, there's like no ventilation. Where's the smell going to go?
Yeah.
It's just trapped.
See, people like that have to take baths. They can't take showers because they're not going
to
get inside the crevices. Well,
or they
in the
have
bath,
to have a
at least
handheld, and get all in the crevices.
It's true.
Or they wrap a rag on a stick and start.
Yeah, I don't
like
know
like a hobo.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it, man. I mean, think about it. When they're that enormous, you just crevices. And also, when you sweat everywhere you go because you're just so obese,
imagine how bad the feet. That's the worst.
Well, I think the butt.
By the way,
worst.
Well, but yeah, but
feet are bad. And by the way,
people
are very cavalier about just taking their shoes off on planes. I saw it going to Vegas and coming back from Vegas. Men and women just take shoes off. Doesn't matter.
People are annoying.
People are annoying.
Most people are annoying.
You're very correct. People are very
I'm glad
very
I'm not
annoying.
Flying anytime soon.
So yesterday I was playing golf and it was 95 degrees and it felt like it was 120.
Yep.
I had
brutal.
I'm not kidding. I had 7 waters.
Okay.
I went through 7 waters. And I was drenched in sweat. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was wearing like a tarp. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to explain. Like, I felt like I was wearing a weighted vest because my shirt, I couldn't even wear my hat. My third hole had to take my hat off because it was completely soaked. It was like wearing a helmet. Mm-hmm. So I had no hat. My shirt was like a tarp. And then, you know, my buddy Adam that had the hole in one, the Korean guy? He doesn't sweat.
Not sweating at all?
He doesn't sweat. I don't even know what that is. He does not sweat.
Maybe it's a medical thing. Like, I know that some guys have like medical conditions where they sweat too much and they can get like a procedure done. But maybe there's guys just don't perspire.
Yeah. Jason, we were on about the 10th hole or whatever. And I was looking, and my friends there are like,
is he Korean or is he Chinese?
He's Korean.
Yeah.
My friends are actually asking me if I'm okay. Like, they think I'm going to stroke out. That's how bad I look.
Call the medic.
Right? And I'm like, no, I'm fine. I mean.
I know. It's hot.
It's hot, man. It's taking a toll on me. And I look at Adam. He had just played 18 at Army Navy and drove over. He was playing a bonus now.
Well, that's an insane
person. And he had no sweat. Shirt was perfect. I said, wait a second. Did you change? No, that's the exact outfit he wore. He has no, he does not.
How do you explain it?
He's a person. He had told me before.
He just said, I don't sweat?
I don't sweat.
I wonder if that's Korean thing.
He doesn't sweat. I don't
know. It's a cultural thing.
Not sure.
I sweat very little. Hardly ever. After a workout, I'll be slightly misty on my skin.
Can you never sweat through your shirt?
Never.
What about when you play tennis?
No.
So you're playing tennis and not sweating?
I mean, I'll be hot, but I'm not like dripping sweat my shirt's not wet.
I was soaked from my shoulders to below my butt.
Never.
My pants were light blue. They were dark blue by the end.
Swamp. What do you guys always get? Swamp ass.
Oh.
Never once in my life.
Swampy.
Squirrel had worse swamp ass. His immediately.
Hey, I was at Hidden Creek and so sweaty, I had to go into like the restroom area to wipe off the swamp ass so I didn't look like Robert Garrigus.
Yeah. Squirrel looked like Robert Garrigus
by
third hole.
Golf centric.
He looked like Robert Garrigus by third hole.
Nobody gets that reference.
I was walking with wet towels on my head.
I know. You would wrap it around your neck,
and then one just right on top of my head, just soaking wet. And then my buddy, no sweat. What is that?
I'm jealous of it.
What is that?
There's something called hypohidrosis.
Yeah, I'm gonna shame
medical
himself.
Condition.
Let's just say that. I hope it's a disease.
They say some people who don't sweat
doesn't sweat
can actually suffer heat strokes because you need the sweat sometimes to come out.
Well, they all thought I was going to die.
Ironically, you were the one that almost had a heat stroke.
Yeah.
There's a lot on Google about why Asian people don't need deodorant.
All right.
I don't know. Why many East Asians don't have body odor but or need deodorant?
My wife is Asian. She's Chinese. She sweats all the time.
Yeah.
She always complains about sweating. Mm. She's always sweating.
I don't know.
You guys are a sweaty couple.
We're a sweaty couple. Yeah, that's probably true.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's very true.
I would have thought it was just a cultural thing, but maybe it's an individual thing. Maybe certain guys just don't
sweat.
He's
blessed. He hit the genetic lottery.
Yeah. He can.
Drab hit the genetic lottery.
But
the sweat is actually
helping you remove the heat from your body. So if you don't have the sweat,
is it just that this guy's so effing
internal.
Fit? That he doesn't sweat?
No.
You might go number one more often. I don't know. I got a tiny bladder. I go, Valdez, this guy's like pitting out all the time by 7 a.m. Disgusting.
Well, Draft has it on 80 right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's so warm in there sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. He has it on 80.
I'm the keeper of the game over here.
I don't get it. He's trying. 80.
I don't get it,
it's,
man.
Oh,
I don't
it's 80 in there right now?
Yes, it's legit 80 degrees.
You
80
know
degrees.
What? You should be written up for that.
It's actually workplace harassment.
Hostile work
workplace harassment.
Yeah, I agree.
Final complaint. It's about 70 in here.
Perfect. That's
it says 70, but I don't believe it. But it's
he's got it at 80. I'm slugging hot coffee. Yeah. You guys feel great
it's
right now?
It's actually a little chilly in here.
Yeah.
What do you keep the thermostat in your house, Drab?
I get Rick whenever it gets turned on. If it was up to me, I would never turn on the air conditioning.
Really? You would just have it be hot and like a fan?
If it said like 84, I might notice.
You want your kids and wife living in a sweatshop?
No, I mean, I understand. You know, there's other people living there.
You understand that you're an outlier.
I guess so.
Yeah. What about you, Mar?
But I'm clean.
Mar has a sweatshirt on. I don't know what he's doing.
Well, yeah, I mean, normally throughout the day, like around 9 o'clock, I'll have to, you know, tap Drab on the shoulder and say, hey, man, we got to turn the AC on a little bit. But, like, this Bucky's hat matches so well with this shirt, so I'd rather look cool than feel cool.
Yeah, I hear you. How much that Bucky's hat set you back? Don't tell me. $24.99.
A little less.
$22.
$19.97.
Okay.
Sheesh.
Out of a steal.
Good sweet spot pricing wise.
If they had other colors, I'd get every single color they have because this is sweet.
The ultimate consumer.
What'd you spend? What'd you end up spending there? You were there an hour and a half. What, $75?
Yeah, no, it was a little more. It was like 80 something. My buddy ran up 140.
Did you go there just to go pee and then you end up buying all this stuff?
Even get gas?
Yeah, we didn't get gas. We just wanted to stop by and check it out, see what the scene was like.
You had heard about it.
Yeah, we had heard the hype, and the hype was real. And also, the bathrooms there, those are worth writing home about.
They're supposed clean, to be immaculate.
Crazy bathrooms.
Yeah.
Nicest bathrooms I've ever been
in. That's so good.
And you could buy stuff on the wall. Like, there's like a little walkway down into the bathroom. They had like these American like flags that were like handcrafted that were like $500. Pretty sweet.
Glad you didn't buy
those. I didn't get one of those, but
good.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Gotta save some of that money.
Yeah, it's hot as hell in here.
I don't think I'll ever go to Bucky's.
I mean,
it's too many
people. If you go to one where there's not a billion people inside, it's fine.
Yeah.
But if it's overrun.
I'm talking about the one that was just built.
You're like, never going to Leonard Bridget's?
Yeah. No, I'm never going to that one.
He's got a silly gas station.
Very inside.
Yeah.
I mean, unless Bucky's wants me to do an endorsement, I'll go there once a month.
Yeah, that's a different story.
But if they don't, I probably won't make it there.
Remember, we got Joe Theismann joining us at 9 o'clock and Chick Hernandez from WSA 9 at 8:45 here on The Junkies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.